he college, you sent all his children to college, and they'd come in and try to teach me English. So you couldn't teach them how to say. I talk just like I want to talk.
Well, that's the way you ought to talk. That's the way you can talk, right?
That's right. So I got along with him fine. He got a son in Atlanta. I mean, he got one daughter in Atlanta, and one at that mining, which on this side, what's that, rock? Stone mining.
Stone mining. Oh, yeah. That's right outside Atlanta.
And I went up there. I never had been up that way nowhere, so my son's wife had a baby, and he wanted me to go to Clara, and he was out of town for 2 weeks, and I had to go up there and stay 2 weeks.
Up there in Stone Mountain?
And carried the little boy back with me. No, I went to Hickston, out from Chattanooga.
Oh, that's when you went up to Tennessee.
And stayed 2 weeks. I went to keep the little boy, you know, take care of him, and I stayed there day and night. And the little boy carried me up the night, and she's still not there. That gimp. He bought it for me. I like to give out.
I see you made it, and you made it back.
Yeah,
too,
I made it back.
We like something that we're interested in. You know, we're being from Atlanta and all. About the biggest thing that's happened there just recently is the funeral that they had for Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh, that was a time, wasn't it? All them people. I saw it on TV. Ooh, the people.
There were more people in Atlanta than they've ever had, I think. But we were kind of wondering what the reaction to down here was, you know, in Pembroke. When people heard that he was...
Well, I haven't seen no reactions.
Really?
Truth, I sure haven't. I hate it happened myself, but it lasted longer than I thought it would. No, I just knew one day it would happen. I just had it in my mind that it would happen.
He was living dangerously, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. I had it in my mind that it would happen one day.
Mm-hmm.
Those marches.
It's a dangerous way to live, I guess.
Yeah. I think I could get a little bit on that, not much. You know, I think you get there. Ain't no sense in it. I don't see nothing.
I wonder if it'll ever do any good, maybe.
Don't know. Some people they do harm.
Yeah. Well, it's done that much harm, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I don't. Take sides.
But you say most people down here just said it was. That's too bad, and when he was killed, and that's...
Yes, they hated it, you know, about him. Mm-hmm. They hated it about him being killed, and, because they could kill Christ. Christ was a holy man.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody wanted to die, one way or another. We don't know how we're going, but we all got to die.
Right. It was weird being, you know, being in a big city up there in Atlanta and all, and so close to it, you know, we really don't know how the rest of the people in the state
they
feel.
Just went on and nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
Man, daddy, nothing.
Well, you suppose a lot of people did watch the funeral on TV? Like,
I did. I was home and I looked at it and I got so tired. That was just too much for me.
That was
too long. The man of rock for to get in. I just didn't like that long thing.
Yeah, there was a lot of people marching for a long time. Didn't serve a lot.
That was too many people in one place.
Did you say the church was that you?
Baptist.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed you had the watchtower here from the Jehovah's
Witness. Yeah, but that lady is a Jehovah's Witness, and she sells books. But she just gives me, that's an old book. She gives me books since I've been sick. She just come by and give me, so this sounds an old one. I've been able to. Me down to look at. Well, she's a Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes all through the country. My daughter-in-law done some sewing for her. She came back to get me this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist.
But do you read the Watchtower? Or you
look at it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I don't. You know, I just sometimes you pick up something in it. And I never been high in school, but I can read pretty good.
Yeah, I read it every once in a while, too.
It's Chant Jehovah Witness.
Mm-hmm. They come, people come around to the door.
Yeah, I bought a Bible from them long ago. It's kind of been translated from the old Bible, you know, and it's really easy to understand.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the newer translations?
Yes.
Yeah. It's probably just the New Testament, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you said that it's easier to understand,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Now, the old Bible, you know, in the Bible, John said one thing, Peter said something, and Joshua said something, and I can't get all that.
Yeah, it's confusing.
But you know, them men in those days were wise men. They were really wise. And we couldn't do that. Now, you all are wiser. But in those days, they went by signs. Well, some of those signs worked out.
But now, I always thought it took years of living to be wise, and we haven't lived that long.
I'm going to tell you one thing. The younger, the people come, the generation is wiser than it used to be. Now that baby, they got 5 times the sense of my age. When I was 25, between the 5 years old.
Yeah. I wonder how she'd be when she's 25 then.
Yeah, she'd have plenty of it. You've got sense. They can ask more little questions and you don't know the right answer. Sure, she's wise.
Well, you think we ought to let this nice lady get back to resting over there?
Well, children, it'll work out. My name will be on it.
No, wait. This is, we're not interested in the names, but
it's what you say.
Right, it's picking up, you know, how you talk and that kind of thing. So.